With us once again, Jesus Guzman, a lead organizer at the Creighton Day Labor Center, which is celebrating a milestone tonight. Tell us about it. What's up?
Yeah, we're excited to be hosting tonight's event. We're having our 13th annual benefit, Love and Justice, Amor y Justicia. We're excited about the lineup, Dr. Loco's Rockin' Jalapeno Band. They play an assortment of music, salsa, cumbia, oldies, Tex-Mex, R&B, rock. I mean, boy, they jam out to just about every kind of music. And they came out for our 10th anniversary a few years back, and we're going to be hosting this event tonight, 7 p.m. at the Sebastopol Community Cultural Center. And this is to help benefit and support the work that we continue to do at the Creighton Day Labor Center.
Now, the center itself hasn't had a home for 13 years, but you've been active all this time.
That's correct. We originally started out on the corner there of Creighton, and it was in 2007 that we opened up our physical space that we have now there at 2981 Bowen Street in Creighton. And so we've had a physical home since 2007, but the organizing effort, the community coming together, that started over 13 years ago.
You're going to have that original street corner card table on display?
You know, we'll have a lot of good memories available there on display in commemoration of everybody that supported us over the years, the workers, day laborers, domestic workers that have been a part of this effort and to help continue the center.
It's become something of a community institution now. What do you point to as the biggest successes in those 13 years?
Boy, there's a lot to point to. I think of individual stories of the workers. The most important work is the day-to-day employment of the workers. We help facilitate the hiring process between community employers and day laborers. And when it's day-to-day labor, what we want to see as a successful exit is people that then find full-time employment or are able to put together employment that is enough for them to be able to feed their families, pay the bills, and be able to make it. So when we see those stories, I think that's what's most rewarding when people are able to have that financial footing. For me, that's where the personal stories of the workers hit home the most. But on top of that, we do the community organizing as well around social justice. And that also means some significant legislative wins. We saw the Trust Act minimizing deportations and also the Domestic Worker Bill of Rights, extending labor rights to domestic workers. And so there's been significant wins just in the last year and so much that we're excited to be able to accomplish here in the coming years.
What's your big goal in the year ahead?
Continuing to serve the workers. Like I mentioned earlier, it's really about finding employment for folks, not only to find employment, but making sure that they're safe on the job, that we provide job skills training so that folks are more employable. So if there are community employers that need a helping hand around the house, make sure to give us a call there at 829-1864 and hire a helping hand around the house, whether it's domestic work or day labor. We have skilled labor there at the center that would be able to fill those needs. And yeah, excited to continue this kind of work.
Well, congratulations on a successful history and best wishes to you as you carry on.
Bruce, thank you very much.